transforming text into the audio realm.
Harmonic Wave, transforming text into the audio realm.
Harmonic Wave, transforming text into the audio realm. Our programs are produced entirely in the USA and read by professional narrators who are compensated for their services at prevailing union rates. We hope you enjoy this program.
Proposed Roads to Freedom by Bertrand Russell, narrated by James Langton. Introduction. The attempt to conceive imaginatively a better ordering of human society than the destructive and cruel chaos in which mankind has hitherto existed is by no means modern. It is at least as old as Plato, whose Republic set the model for the utopias of subsequent philosophers. Whoever contemplates the world in the light of an ideal, whether what he seeks be intellect or art or love or simple happiness, or altogether, must feel a great sorrow in the evils that men needlessly allow to continue, and, if he be a man of force and vital energy, an urgent desire to lead men to the realization of the good which inspires his creative vision. It is this desire which has been the primary force moving the pioneers of socialism and anarchism, as it moved the inventors of ideal commonwealths in the past. In this there is nothing new. What is new in socialism and anarchism is that close relation of the ideal to the present sufferings of men, which has enabled powerful political movements to grow out of the hopes of solitary thinkers. It is this that makes socialism and anarchism important, and it is this that makes them dangerous to those who batten, consciously or unconsciously, upon the evils of our present order of society. The great majority of men and women in ordinary times pass through life without ever contemplating or criticizing as a whole either their own conditions or those of the world at large. They find themselves born into a certain place in society, and they accept what each day brings forth, without any effort of thought beyond what the immediate present requires. Almost as instinctively as the beasts of the field, they seek the satisfaction of the needs of the moment, without much forethought, and without considering that by sufficient effort the whole conditions of their lives could be changed.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?